Did you know that I'm not as strong as I used to be?
Did you know that I've always been kinda weak?
Can you tell? I'm not as smart as I once was.
Well, could you tell that I've always been kind of dumb?
So I'm coming clean. I'm not as fast as I used to be. Why I
Hey folks, welcome back to Insomnia Radio Canada. This is show number 153. My name is Chris. I'm your host and doodle person here over at the show. So thank you once again for tuning in and catching our really weekly scheduled show. That first track there is called Coming Clean, and it was from Scott Cook, direct submit from the artist, featuring Stephanie Parnell. It's a song about recognizing and revealing our weaknesses, as difficult as it may be to do so. The protagonist is trying to come to terms with theirs and confides in someone for support, soon learning that this confidant is struggling even more than he is. So thank you, Scott, for sending that in to me. I greatly appreciate direct submits from musicians. They are awesome to get. So here we are. It's almost October. The weather has finally cracked and feels like fall. And we're on another show. Yes, 153 shows in 9 years. It's a pretty awesome feeling. And with that being said, we're going to jump right in to some more music, because I know that's why you tune in, is for the awesome Canadian music we play.
Five years old in a Hey, this is Steve-O from Rockin' Engine, and you are listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Kicked it up a notch there, folks, don't you think? So, we started off with that pair of tracks with a band called Evil Creek. They are a five-piece rock band that honors multiple musical traditions and appeals to a wide audience. Oh, my brain is just not there this morning. They submitted directly to me, which is fun and awesome. And I'm hoping to play another one of their tracks down the road at some point in time. Did I say what the track was called? No, I probably didn't. So the track we chose to play from them, because they submitted me a couple, was the Dirt Road track from their Dirt Road EP. And of course, as always, we will have one of their links up. They do have website, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Music. So we will no doubt be adding them into the Spotify playlist over on Spotify that we have started for Insomnia Radio Canada, playing all the tracks we have played on the show. It's a great spot to go if you want to just hear the music and not me talking, right? Each to their own. But I'm happy to support them there and build up a playlist where their tracks can get more plays. Speaking of lots of plays, I have something to add after we talk about this next band. Track two there was a lovely track from an artist called, where'd it go? I'm sorry, Sioux Folly. And the album is Pinky's Blues. And I believe the track we played was Dallas Man. So Pinky is Canadian, and she left Canada at a very young, early age and headed down to Austin, Texas to do the music thing. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Eric, as always, has sent me a massive, long bio. She has got shows coming up in Tennessee and Texas and Illinois and Wyoming and New York and, yeah, all kinds of places. So no doubt her playlist, concert tour list will be over on her webpage, which I believe I have links to something somewhere. Yeah. Awesome. Right? Awesome. Lots of great music. Anyways, back to what I was saying I was going to add in later. I did share this over on Facebook, a band that I have played many, many times. They're from out near Ottawa, Ontario, called Double Experience. I've been playing these guys for years. Their video song, Glimmershot, which was based off the computer game, PlayStation game, Destiny, has hit a record high number of streams. It is pretty awesome, amazing news, and no doubt a track that will make it into like a best of my favorites, and usually ends up in most of my playlists. So hopefully you guys will go check that out if you haven't already, and in the meantime we're gonna hop on to some more music. A cautionary warning to those of you listening at home or at work or with family around: the following track contains words and or lyrics that may be offensive to some. Thank you for your concern.
Finally done my last shift. It's the weekend and I'm ready to begin this drift. Just be myself, ain't nobody writes into this script. You just do you, I do me, nothing blocking this lift. Got the feeling I'm gonna get lucky. Sweet tooth, me feeling me. Sweet tooth, can't stop kissing me. Sweet tooth, can't control it. Sweet tooth, me must satisfy. The fitting full of fake, me coming fresh out stepping. They have to release the weight, build up all week, me kept in. Throw the dress them away, so now me reach the dance floor. Yeah, them they test me skill, cause them no want me do pan from me achieve behind door. Good that shit them holy, but only one make them man poor. Crossy all me come wish ya wind up herself galore. The blood rush me must take the woman de pan tour. Aye aye aye, make me one more explore where the girl they a call sabor. Sweet food, she giving me sweet food. She make me crave sweet food. Can't control it, sweet tooth. Now tease me, please. The way she twist and turn her flexibility and front her masterpiece, me love it. How we in harmony, she fall upon me lead. Not a distraction come above it. How what I can do, her beauty start where the naked eye can see. Her nail them done a fancy, best thing her profile so low key. Sweet tooth, she giving me sweet tooth. She make me crave sweet tooth. Can't control it, sweet tooth. Now tease me, please.
That baby face make me weak, ooh. Smooth fit the touch, skin like silk, ooh. Move like butter, so graceful. Make me crave liquor tasteful. Outfit me good, girl, go bad, ooh. Attitude tell where she stand, ooh. Can't forget them lady loves, ooh. Pedicure making it pop, pop.
Sweet tooth, she giving me sweet tooth. She make me crave sweet tooth. Can't control it, sweet tooth. Crave sweet food. Can't control it. Sweet food. Not
tease me, please.
Hey, this is Katie Morley, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
The Grey Sisters of the Cross were entrusted with your care, but what care was shown to those we lost in that grave over there? We've all heard the tales of the horrors of St. Anne's. We all heard the screams and wails. It was part of the plan. We'll bring you home, bring you home, so your names and your stories can be known. We'll bring you home, bring you home. We'll give a voice to your dust and to your bones. It was dark when you were discarded. It was cold and it was damp for all the brokenhearted. It was not a school but a concentration camp. Cut down in your youth, they took your future away. Now you can speak your truth, so your death won't be in vain. We'll bring you home, bring you home, so your names and your stories can be known. We'll bring you home, bring you home. We'll give a voice to your dust and to your bones. Coesus, Kamloops, Brandon, Cranbrook, more to come. Places where you were abandoned by the so-called holy ones. We'll bring you home, bring you home, so your names and your stories can be known. Bring you home, bring you home. We'll give a voice to your dust and to your bones.
I would say genre-wise, we are jumping all over the board today. So first there we had Canadian hip-hop reggae calypso artist Focus and his brand new single Sweet Tooth. As a dancehall reggae and R&B artist looking to make music that will encourage my listeners to dance, I purposely made this a concept of Sweet Tooth, a very simple, explains Focus. Basically, I portray my thoughts and observations of a woman who stands out in the crowd when going to the club or party or jam, or what West Indians call a fete. In my lyrics, I explain how the woman who stands out in my eye is one who is very subtle, one who is not trying too hard with her hair and her makeup, but one who embraces her natural beauty and does not care about what others think about her. She is there to enjoy herself, not being judged or disrespected. This is the type of female I tend to crave for in all romantic and intimate ways, hence my sweet tooth. So, hopefully you guys enjoyed that track from him, and we'll check out more of his music. Up after that, we had Canadian folk troubadour James Gordon, and his unexpected inspiration in being housebound for his 40th album, which brings you this single, Will Bring You Home. There is a video out on YouTube for this single as well. And he says, well, Canadians were largely at loose ends, self-isolating during this lengthy series of pandemic-related lockdowns. Prolific folk singer-songwriter James Gordon hunkered down and got busy creating his 40th album. When I Stay Home, available now. That's right, 4-0, album number 40. And the timely 13-track full-length release also features Gordon's powerful music response to the National Residential School tragedies with a song, Will Bring You Home. The arrival of COVID-19, the fear and uncertainty, and the disruption it brought with it initially affected Gordon, like many of us, negatively. Since the Guelph, Ontario-based artist has toured all over the globe relentlessly since his 20s, being stuck at home was depressing, at least for a while. Then the creative muse stepped in and Gordon got busy with capital B. From his tiny home studio, he finished his soon-to-be-released musical novel, The Ark of the Oven Mitt, and a set to be accompanied by 36 song recording. He also created a virtual tour of his one-man show, James Gordon's Emergency Climate Musical, as well as a successfully navigated his side hustle as a Guelph city councilor, and perhaps most significantly wrote and recorded When I Stayed Home. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that track. And if you don't know this artist, you'll go check out some more of his stuff. Which brings us to that time of the show where I'm going to do all the housekeeping and talk about the last track. So thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us week after week. We do have a Patreon account and page where there are things that are free to everybody and perks for those who are subscribing members. The funds donated through Patreon help keep this show alive. They go towards paying electrical bills. They go towards paying the internet bills, because as most of you know, we have not been working for the past 2 years, really. And what little work we do manage to find goes to keeping a roof over the head, keeping food on our tables, and all that fun sort of stuff. So we thank each and every one of you for helping support this show through this pandemic and my lack of work. We truly appreciate each and every one of you. Speaking of our new Patreons. Yeah, that's right. New Patreons. We did get somebody new subscribing to the show. So always, no matter what level you become a donating member at, we always give you a shout out on the show, because that's the nice thing to do, right? And we're Canadians. Not always nice, but always apologetic. So Jeremy, thank you for joining us over on our Patreon. That was so awesome of you to come and join us. We really, really appreciate you coming and joining us there. Now, for those of you who don't know much about our Patreon, subscribing levels start at $1 a month and go up. $1 a month will get you a shout out here and on the show and on our social medias. And then as you creep up, there's a $5 level and a $10 level and $15 and $20 and $25 and so on up and up forth. And I'm trying to get some more perks for people. But at $10 a month, you get the show 2 days ahead of everybody else, except for last week when I had a totally off schedule week and totally mucked up and barely got the show out for Sunday. I do apologize. There'll be something coming down the pipe for you guys at some point in time as a perk, but we're working to get today's show out on time for everybody. We also have Twitter at @IR_Canada because, you know, Twitter is awesome sometimes. Let's just share the show. We have Facebook. Just search for Insomnia Radio Canada. You'll find us. It's pretty easy. And of course, we are also over on Instagram, where we've been gaining a lot of traction. And that would be Insomnia_Radio_Canada_podcast. Ooh, got it on the first try today. But we post a little thing there for each show with the bands we've played. And we tried to tag all the bands so that you guys can find them too. And of course, you can go over to the webpage, canada.insomniaradio.net, and check out the show notes for every show. You can listen to the show right off the webpage. I do know the links are broken if you are looking on a mobile view because, well, the theme we have been using on the show page for before I came onto the show and started running Insomnia Radio Canada, and there was just other shows there, is a little outdated and not updated to current standards. So we are working on that. It's been a long year in the process, but I promise we are working on it. It will get fixed, which may mean a new theme and a whole new look to the page. But yeah, it's getting there. Promise. Now, if you are a band or a musician or a promoter and you'd like to send me stuff, please feel free to reach out to me, chris@insomniaradio.net. Please send me the name of the band or the individual, a link to as many social sites as you have, whether that be Instagram, webpage, Spotify, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, Twitter, whatever. Send me all your socials because I do go check them out. Tell me where in Canada you are from. Tell me about the music you're sending me. When was it released? Is it an upcoming release? Is there anything interesting about the band? Yeah, all those fun things. I try to read out something if I can, if my brain is working correctly that day, right? Yes. So the other thing you can do is if you're a fan of the show, even if you're a musician or a band, you can send me these little bumpers that I play in between the bands. I try to rotate through them and play different things all the time, but sometimes I get in a funk and we play the same one a couple shows in a row. But as long as you tell me, hey, it's so-and-so and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada, I will play it. Yes. Doesn't have to be a fantastic, oh my God, I went to a sound booth and recorded it. You can record this on your phone and send it in. It could be that simple. It can be that simple. It can be super creative. It's all up to you. I do love getting new bumpers in. If you're a band and you're sending me your track, feel free to introduce your track and send that in a recording to me. I'll play that too. Never hurts, right? Right. Awesome stuff. So if you haven't checked out the main show lately, please wander over to insomniaradio.net and check out the main show. We have been getting some more regular postings there. Jack has been come on board and has been helping us out there, and that is pretty awesome stuff. And there's some more interesting things coming down the pipe on the main show in the next few weeks, so definitely go check that out. We are coming up to the big 150 over there on that show, so that should be interesting in a few weeks. Mm-hmm, definitely. In the meantime, now we are going to get to last track time. So I have saved for you, and I'm going to be horrible on my pronunciation now. Inuit hip-hop musician Shauna Sitanik previews powerful, inspiring album Therapy Sessions with new single See the Light, available now. There's also a YouTube video available out there, and you can definitely go check out more of her stuff. This track is shrouded in uplifting piano pop chords and dance-worthy bass lines. These truths, as Sitanik calls them, include mental health, sobriety, breaking stereotypes, overcoming barriers, surviving the North, and trying to heal. Featuring lines like, you can change your life if you pick up where you left it. It would be easy, life would be perfect, but then believe me, it wouldn't be worth it. Hope you guys enjoy this track, and we'll come back and check us out next week on the next show. For show 154, and see what we have to offer you then. 154? Oh my gosh, my numbers are getting up there too. I didn't think that was the right number, but perhaps it is. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you around. Ciao.
I know we're gonna make it, so don't give up. Keep on fighting for us. Someday we're gonna see the light. And I know you've been hurt before, but I want you to know it's not your fault. Keep on fighting for us. Someday we're gonna see the light. I've always had trouble talking about how I feel. I tried many different things to find a way to deal. Writing music didn't really seem to work for a while. Smoking weed was what kept forcing me to smile. Alcohol became a part of my life, became dependent. I never wanted this shit to happen, didn't intend it. But you know shit happens when you least expect it. You can change your life if you pick up where you left it. I know we're gonna make it, so don't give up. Keep on fighting for us. Someday we're gonna see the light. And I know you've been hurt before, and I want you to know it's not your fault. Keep on fighting for us. Someday we're gonna see the light. Due to these situations I was stuck in time. If only there was a way I could rewind, I would prevent all the fucked up shit that I did. I would speak out the hurt that I hid. Then life would be easy, life would be perfect. But then believe me, it wouldn't be worth it. All the hard work, all the dedication made me who I am today. It's the motivation. I know we're gonna make it, so don't give up. Fucking fast, you never know how long your life will last. Keep your head up, never let up. Feeling fed up, well then get up. You can do it, you will make
don't give up. Keep on fighting for us. Someday we're gonna see the light. And I know you've been hurt before. And I want you to know it's not your fault. Keep on fighting for us. Someday we're gonna see the light.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone, and remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.